The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello and welcome to coverage of Heat 4 of the Cambridge Band Competition. I'm Pippa Smith and I'll be with you for the next hour with all the highlights for you. We're going to have interviews with all the bands and live tracks from the Portland Arms. First up, it's Shannon Elsden. She's been around on the scene for a few years as a singer-songwriter. Now she's got a band with her ready to compete at the Portland Arms on Saturday. This is her track, People in the Haze. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Shannon Elston with her band playing live at the Portland Arms as part of Heat 4 of the Cambridge Band Competition. And Cambridge 105's Maddie Sohn was down in the green room to catch up with the band and see what they thought about the prospect of competing against such amazing talent in Cambridge this year.
Hello, do you want to all introduce yourselves to me?
Hi, I'm Shannon.
I'm Matt.
I'm Chloe.
And I'm Rhys.
Okay, how are you all feeling this evening?
Rather nervous. I've been rather ill, so we nearly pulled out of it, but we decided to try and stick through it, so should be interesting.
Yeah, soldier through it. What was your process like in preparation for this competition?
It's all been a little bit hectic with how ill I've been for like the last 2 weeks. But we've all kind of had rehearsals and talked about the set lists and stuff and just tried to look forward to it.
Yeah, I think that's all you can do. So what are your rehearsals like?
Like how often? Well, Matt lives about 45-50 minutes away from all three of us.
Well, that must be difficult. What's that sort of process like?
Interesting. It's just a good laugh, really, isn't it? I mean, I've got a small music room in my house, which us three cram ourselves into. We're almost spilling out onto the landing at the moment. Matt's got a nice big studio in his house, so when we go there, it's like we can stretch and have a bit of a dance around.
A bit more professional nice. Setup.
Yeah.
Okay, could you briefly describe your songwriting and music making process?
Gosh,
you're the main songwriter?
Yeah, I write all the music. I kind of just write what I feel, to be honest. Whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm feeling, it somehow comes out in music. Quite often I'll just feel the urge to play guitar and next thing I know, 20 minutes later, I've written a song and didn't know how. It's almost like I suddenly blink and I'm like, wait, what happened?
So you usually start with the music and then
so I start with
words.
The guitar and then add on the vocals and then I call in these three. Quite often, I guess you tend to write drums quite quick after that, don't you? Yeah, I think Rhys was the last to join the band. This is your second gig with us, isn't it? So it's a case of most of the stuff Rhys has written stuff last, which is a guitar over the top. So, yeah, it's all a shared process.
Yeah, that's nice. So you've recently just joined the lineup. How would you say your music has evolved since you started playing together? If it has at all?
I don't know.
Giving mic to the wrong person.
Yeah, I think you have. No, it's... I haven't seen much evolve, and it's just been good from the start.
Yeah?
I think we've got a lot of like recent comments since Rhys came in of how much it has changed the music, because I started off playing with myself and an acoustic guitar and got so bored. And then next, like, I kind of gradually added the others, so Matt then joined on drums, which kind of added that extra layer, and there was something else there. Then Chloe came in on bass and added all these funky bass lines, which was lovely. And then Rhys, and then it was, we played a gig. It was actually another competition, and afterwards everyone was like, what do you think? And I went, there's something missing. And I just couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then I was in a conversation with Rhys, and it just clicked in my head, and I was like, do you want to join the band? He was like,
I need you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what genre would you consider yourselves?
Oh,
if you would put yourself in a genre?
This is the complicated part. Whenever someone asks, oh, what kind of music do you play? Or you're uploading music somewhere and it asks what you play. I have no idea what I play. I used to just say, oh, I play acoustic kind of stuff. Now it's kind of a mixture of everything. Some are kind of more slow sort of songs and others have got a little... Shannon Elson style.
Exactly.
We're kind of our own style. Like, I don't really want to copy anyone else.
No, exactly.
I've always said that whenever people have said, oh, who do you aspire to be like? I say myself.
Yeah.
Because to me, I don't want to try and copy anyone else. That's already been done. Like, I can't really compete with these people that are like massively famous and try and do the same thing. I'd rather that we do our own thing and play Shannon Elson style.
That's nice. Would you say you had any influences? Or we don't want to compare, really.
No, just music in general, I think. Like, I think we all listen to quite a vast array of music between us and bring in things from everywhere, so, yeah.
What has been your biggest challenge as a band?
Oh, actually getting us together. Yeah, I think, like, me and Matt met in another competition over a year ago now, and it was actually Cambridge Band Competition last year, wasn't it, that you played for me for the first time, which my brother was meant to play cajon for one song and then decided he'd go paintballing with his mates instead, and he told me that the day before. So I taught Matt to play cajon overnight and he played that for me, and then since then Matt kind of just stuck. I then decided to search for a bassist, which I was really struggling to do. I could not find any bassists my age. And then I was sat next to Chloe having a conversation, and then it just pinged in my head as she wrote down that she plays bass on a sheet of paper and something we was working on, and I was like, why did I never think of that? And then, yeah. And then Reese also does like his own music and stuff, and he's always been telling me how nervous he is to perform his own music, and I said, well, how about you join the band for a while, get a little bit of experience, and then he can fly off and soar his wings. We had to like work on some sort of musical project, and she said, I'm gonna improve my bass skills or playing or something. And I suddenly went, oh yeah, I forgot she plays bass. I did tell you that.
Okay, if you could choose to join any band or musician on stage, who would it be?
Oh, why don't you ask all the difficult questions? I don't know.
Anyone at all, dead or alive?
Is that who you go for? Fleetwood Mac?
You got lots of money.
I don't know, I think Queen would be a good one.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like, well, I feel like that would just be so fun. Like, you just kind of rock out on stage, have a great time. I think that would definitely be one.
Yes, we got Queen and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Where can people listen or contact you if they want to book you? Or
We've got a Facebook page and an Instagram page, both under Shannon Elston Music. We're also on YouTube under Shannon Elston Music, and we're on Spotify, iTunes, all the above,
the
under
usual.
Shannon Elston.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have any future news you'd like to share with us this evening? Gigs or albums?
We're playing at the Cambridge Junction on the 19th of April, which we're all rather excited about.
Yeah.
So plug that one in there. Yeah, that should be a good one. We might actually do something we've never done before and plug in a cover possibly. Mm-hmm. So that'll be one to watch.
Okay, so thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
That was Shannon Elston and her band speaking to Maddie in the green room. And next up, we've got something from the Mardlers. Now, they describe themselves as wordy, folky, punky rock. Sounds a bit of a contradiction in terms to me, but let's see what they had to offer at the band competition on the night. This one's called Love Songs.
One, two, three, four. Turn on the radio, same thing as before. The channel that is pretty much the same again. And why am I not surprised when the boy with the doughy eyes tries to tell me I'm the only one for him? And I hear him in my head, oh, at night when I go to bed, yeah. Well, I gotta admit it's a catchy tune. Give me a break.
same thing as before. Flip the channel and it's pretty much the same again. All that, baby, baby, you drive me crazy, literally insane. And it's Groundhog Day on Radio Anything. And don't you get tired, don't you get sick and tired of the love song. All that lovey-dovey, coochie-moochie, baby, come on, give me a break. And don't you get tired, don't you get sick and tired of the love song. All that.
The Mardlers with Love Songs on Cambridge 105 Radio. That was sounding great there. Now, Maddie, of course, went down to speak to the band and see what they had to say about their performance.
We're the Mardlers. I'm Josh.
I'm Harry.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ollie.
And how are you guys feeling this evening?
We're really excited. I'm nervous. Harry's very excited. It's making me less nervous.
You've just said this is your first gig.
This is our first gig, and we've worked for like a year making everything perfect.
So how have you prepared for this competition?
Yeah, we've been practicing in Josh's basement, this house, for the past, I think, year. And Ollie's just joined since like Christmas, so it's like kind of fresh lineup, new band. And so like, yeah, new burst of energy.
Yeah, so how did you guys get together?
Josh and I have met, we were about 13, been playing music for ever since. I bumped into Aaron at a rugby game. Said we needed a bassist, and then I also play rugby with Ollie. And so, yeah, through all of that, ended up all in one piece and in one place.
Lovely.
You just acquired the rugby team, basically.
Yeah, basically, recruited.
So what are your rehearsals like?
Actually, I think they're quite professional, considering we're having a beer and stuff and going out. But when we're actually working, we get cross if people are late.
Very formal affair, then.
Yes, it's very formal. We leave, we finish on time. Correctly. The decibel level's okay. It's never too loud.
Yeah. Do you sort of have a plan for your rehearsals or just jam?
Yes. So I'd say we plan pretty well. Like for this, we put our set list together, put everything on the table that we played and worked in what we wanted to do. I mean, like Aaron's continuously buggering us.
Oh my God.
He's always badgering us. He's our tech man, so he helps with the structure of the rehearsals, definitely.
Okay, so could you briefly describe your songwriting process? Have you got sort of a lead?
They just get
writer?
Me to do it. I write in lots of different ways. I don't know how to really explain that. I write bits of words down and then I find them half a year later, or sometimes I spend ages writing a chord structure. I don't know how to explain it.
You don't have a process.
I don't really have a process. It just happens by accident.
If you knew where songs are written, you'd try, great.
Yeah, exactly. If I knew how to write a song, I'd be doing it all the time.
So you sort of take bits of ideas and then the guys pull it together?
Yeah. I come with like a song that would work on an acoustic guitar by itself, and it's normally something lyrical. I've got a point to say, something to make, and then make it actually sound good.
Yeah. So how has your music evolved since you started playing together?
It's a lot more fun. I used to do the gigs by myself.
I think when we first started, we were a lot more kind of going for the acoustic sound, but as soon as Ollie joined, he brought in loads of really wicked guitar riffs, and it kind of realised we've got a bit more aggression in our music, as well as like a lot of things we want to say.
Set it up a little bit.
And everything got about 10 BPM faster. So then, it just took on a more kind of punky aesthetic in a way.
Okay, so that brings us on to what sort of genre would you consider yourselves?
God, I don't know how we describe
that.
You can make a word up.
Influence lyrics and acoustic guitars with a bit of rock riffs and punk tempo.
Yeah, I guess it's like kind of, I don't want to use the term Brit rock, but it's got that sound. It's like if a kind of folk musician, Josh, wanted to kind of be in Oasis.
Oh, wow.
Folk meets Oasis.
Folk meets Oasis, okay.
So where did your band name come from?
I'm from Norfolk and these guys are from Cambridgeshire and other places. So like, there's a road next to where I live called Mardler Way. And so Mardler is like a Norfolk word. It means someone to chat, to tell stories, to gossip. But I thought the kind of like stories you tell in our music is quite it works quite well. I think advertisers, that's quite well in that respect.
It goes with the folk aspect.
Yeah, exactly.
So what has been your biggest challenge as a band?
Getting in the same room at the same time.
Problem with Harry is all the other musicians fancy him too. So he's in 18 bands. No, it's getting hold of Harry. Yeah.
Okay, so if you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would it be?
My inspiration. Well, I'm a big fan of Bob Dylan. I really like Jack White as well. A big inspiration. Yeah, I'd like to be on stage with Jack White. Sure, that would be amazing. He'd totally outshine me, but Pete Doherty. Put me on stage with Pete Doherty.
I'm not going to say, no. I think we all like different styles of music, so it's like we'd all pick someone completely different, even people who aren't really appropriate for our kind of music. So I guess Bob Dylan's a good shout. Like, do like a Tom Petty thing. We'll be his backing band because that'll be great fun, right? But like, I don't know. Is anyone? Yeah, from anyone. We just want to have fun playing rock and roll. Really, doesn't it?
Where can people listen to you?
Absolutely nowhere yet. We've done a couple of demos just for us to get us kind of show promoters and people what we do. But hopefully, recording our EP in the next few months. So in the next few months, hopefully see a release.
So if people want to contact you, where can they do that?
They can find us on Facebook and on Instagram. Just search for The Mardlers, we'll come up.
Okay, and do you have any future news? Have you mentioned some recordings?
Say again?
Have you got any future news you'd like to share? You mentioned your recording.
We're back here on the 12th of April at the Portland Arms, supporting Camiseo.
And then we're at the Flying Pig on the 13th, the day after, of April, yes. The day after the 12th.
Okay, so thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much. It was a great chatting to you. Thank you.
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Mardlers speaking to Cambridge 105's Maddie Soane there. And a first-time performance. What a performance that was. Now, more music. This next one is called Drained, and it's by three-piece Cambridge band Too Cool Kid. Now, they describe themselves as performing quirky but catchy indie. Let's see what you guys think of it. This is Cambridge 105 Radio.
All the breath that your body took from me, I'd suck it in. The energy fills me up. All the breath that your body gave to me, as if pouring yourself out endlessly, through the silence and into the dark, something turns. All the breath that your body drained of me, never sharing anything. Truth defiance eventually crushed. Something's up.
Listening to coverage of Heat 4 of 5 of the Cambridge Band Competition. We're nearing the end of the heats now. That was the track Drained by Too Cool Kid, recorded live on Saturday at the Portland Arms. Now, things are hotting up, so let's hear what Too Cool Kid had to say to Cambridge 105's Maddie in the green room ahead of their performance.
Right, hello there. Do you want to introduce yourselves to me?
Hello, we're Too Cool Kid. I'm Jay.
I'm Ross.
George.
How are you feeling this evening?
Pretty good, pretty pumped. Had a really good sound check.
Excited, yeah, but yeah. Very excited.
Okay, so what was your process like in preparation for this competition?
Well, I've come down from Manchester, so my process was sweating myself to death on a train. so I don't know about you. I mean, yeah, we haven't played together in a while.
No, it's been a long time. I think the last gig we did was actually at the last Cambridge Band Competition, if I'm not mistaken.
It was sooner than that.
It wasn't, Ross.
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
On a podcast.
I'm pretty sure. but anyway, so the real like process for getting prepared for this is, so we've just put out a brand new EP called the Candidate EP, and we've been recording music videos and recording new tracks and mixing and just working our butts off. So really the process for getting ready for this has been getting that finished, and now we're sort of starting. This is actually the first live show we're doing to promote the EP.
What are your rehearsals like?
Infrequent. Because we all live so far away, it's actually quite rare that we actually get to meet up and rehearse and gig and stuff. But when we do that, it's in very kind of compact bursts. So we literally won't see each other for a few months at a time. And then all of a sudden it's just all focused on Two Cool Kid. And then it kind of just stops again for a while. It's been very stop-start the entire process of the EP, really, hasn't it?
We're all in other bands as well, so we're all, like, George has just come back from tour in, where were you? Where did you go on tour with Buster Shop?
Germany and stuff like that. Yeah.
So, you know, we're dotting about all the time, so we're always practiced, but we're not always practiced together, but when we get back together, it's like being, you know, it's like being back with our old friends, and, like, it's all good, it just all flows really easy. It's pretty regimented, our rehearsals, really. Like, we're pretty like song focused and gig focused, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, like, the songs sort of change ever so slightly every time. I mean, I often update the bass lines, even if it's very minimal things. But I mean, I think because the songs take so long to sort of mature before we really perform them a lot and we get around to recording them.
I mean, as we've played together, we've been playing together, like, I think it's nearly 4 years now.
Longer than that.
Yeah, it must be. But as we've sort of played more and more, we still play a lot of the same songs that we started playing when we came together, and those have really, you know, come to be a really important part of our arsenal. But the new tracks in particular that we've been working on, particularly the ones on the Candidate EP, are certainly some of our best work, so we've been really working hard over the last couple of years to craft those and make sure they sound as good live as they possibly can.
What's your songwriting process like?
It's very much... So I write the bulk of the material and then bring it to the band and say, hey, I've got a song, and then we kind of all work on it together. So the songs drastically change quite a lot from the course of the first demo I bring in to the final thing that we play live. Like, After Hours has changed. I actually listened to the first demo for After Hours the other day, and the demo has changed completely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's important for bands to have a sort of creative director, and this was originally Jay's solo project, and he sort of brought me and George on board as a sort of, you know, like a live band. But we have been sort of writing and updating the material as we go. But definitely, I think it's good if a band has someone with a very focused direction to go in.
I think what it is that I kind of anchor the material down with, like, having a clear idea of, like, themes and lyrics and, you know, direction of the song, and then when Ross and George come in, we develop it to be something much more exciting and fluid. Like, we really pull our own personalities into it. Like, a lot of George is playing, a lot of Ross is playing, really enhances the stuff that I write. And we've just got a really good system, I think, like, just in general, keeping the songs really, like, focused, but with a lot of room for experimentation and growth and change.
Okay, well, my next question was going to be about how your music has evolved since playing. It sounds like it's forever evolving, always developing.
Much. Yeah.
Perpetually changing.
Yeah. I think it's a lot sharper now than it was in terms of, like...
Less improvised.
Just better rehearsed, I guess.
Yeah.
Just better rehearsed.
Yeah. And like, also, I just want to say, I think since we sort of record everything ourselves and I sort of handle the bulk of the mixing and production and stuff, but because we always get together and just make sure to build these songs from the ground up, we really take our time to modify them in that process. So like, After Hours, we were saying, always being like, hey, we should add this guitar lick to that part, or we should add these vocal harmonies here. Yeah. They become very personalized. And
go check out Ross Shelley Pillsworth Audio Facebook for cheap rates on great recording.
Would you consider yourselves a particular genre?
I guess we kind of fall largely into the kind of alternative / indie kind of bracket, but we're progressing a bit more towards psychedelic stuff though, a little bit, with like stuff like After Hours.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you know. Definitely. I think just adding more ambient layers to the music is a direction we're definitely going in while still keeping, you know.
Early stuff is quite punky in a way as well, do you think?
Yeah, I think the early stuff was sort of more reminiscent of stuff like The Strokes, who are one of my biggest influences. And as we've sort of started to all share in the process of developing the songs and the arrangements, we've come in to bring in more stuff. Like, I mean, Ross is a huge fan of the band Failure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of their kind of elements have sort of crept in. George is a big classic rock fan, and so a lot of the like fieriness of the drums comes from that. So it's kind of a nice sort of amalgamation of kind of melodic modern rock music, I think is the best way I can think of to describe us.
Where did your band name come from?
It actually came from So the band's logo, the kind of angular sort of angry face that we've got, was something that I used to doodle in school books when I was a kid. And I sort of affectionately called it the Too Cool Kid. And when I, as Ross mentioned, it started off as a solo project and that was the kind of moniker that I was going under. So it sort of developed from that. So the imagery kind of informed the band's name and the band's kind of visual identity as well, which has been good in a way because it makes, you know, everything we create very distinct because we kind of slap that logo on everything and, you know, that's been present since the very start, and it's even more present in the new music videos that we've done for the Canada EP. Like, that imagery flashes up all the time.
So what was your biggest challenge been as a band?
Definitely distance.
Yeah. Just Ross, really.
It's just him.
I
just
look at him every rehearsal.
He shows up and we're just like, why? What are we supposed to do?
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
If you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would you choose?
Flea.
That's a bit harsh on Ross, but okay, that's fair enough. I'd probably pick Julian Casablancas because I'm a huge Strokes fan, and that would just be an incredible get. I don't know that I'd be able to play though. I'd just be in a corner quivering with anticipation.
Off the top of my head, I'm actually going to go with another bassist. I don't know how I would incorporate that, but Justin Chancellor from Tool, because he's been a huge inspiration to me, and I feel like he could his playing style would be an interesting mix within our songs.
So those three at the same time, basically, but we don't tell them what they're playing and they just improvise.
That would be a complete mess if we got all three of these people and just got them in a rehearsal.
We just sit back in a deck chair with burgers and just watch it unfold. Just throwing popcorn at them, heckling. Be great.
So where can people listen to you or contact you?
Everywhere. We're on SoundCloud, we're on Spotify, we're on Deezer, which apparently is quite popular amongst some people. Like,
just search Too Cool Kid and that will come up.
Pretty much, yeah. The best place to listen to us would be Spotify. The brand new record we put out, the Canada EP, is on there, streaming now. We worked so hard on it, so check it out there. But we've also got a series of music videos that are interconnected that tell a wider story about the songs that are on the record. They'll be coming out on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/2coolkidbandUK. But yeah, just search Too Cool Kid on Google and we come up. It's a pretty distinctive name, even if it is a terrible one.
That's been Too Cool Kid. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to coverage of Heat 4 of the Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105 Radio. That was Too Cool Kid speaking to Maddie Soane. And next up, we've got our last band of the evening, and it's Poncho Pilots. Now, on their Facebook page, they describe themselves as having come through a portal from another dimension. So not quite sure what to expect from their track. This one is called Quite Confusing.
Ladies and gentlemen of Cambridge, prepare to be entered and tamed.
You can say it's fine.
Quite confusing.
Oh, it's not confusing.
begins to melt. Never before have I felt dreams in the palm of my hand. In my head as we travel this confusing land. Quite confusing.
It's quite confusing.
Quite confusing.
It's quite confusing.
Quite confusing.
Oh, it's not not confusing.
Show Pilots with Quite Confusing on Cambridge 105 Radio. Quite confusing indeed. And of course, Maddie Soane got to talk to the last of our bands in the green room at the Portland Arms.
So I'm here with Poncho Pilots.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, so how are you guys feeling this evening?
Temperate. Audacious.
Excited.
Ravaging.
There's some good words there. So what was your process like in preparing for this competition?
Oh, yes. Well, we played the songs we're going to play a lot of times. Enough times that I'd say we're damn good at them.
We did a bit of black magic, did a few quotes from a few dark books. It's going to put us in good stead.
I would say add confident to the list of words from earlier on.
Confident, bold.
How are you feeling? Confident.
Yeah. What were your rehearsals like then?
Ponderous.
No way of describing such.
Meandering?
Imagine this lot of mess that we have called a conversation we're having right now. Imagine that for hours and hours and hours. That's basically our process.
And then you play a bit of music.
Yes. We sit around in a different room sometimes.
Yeah, we don't actually like each other very much, so.
Could you briefly describe your songwriting process?
Well,
is there sort of a leader?
Secrets, lads. Yes. She's after our secrets. So everything she's asking, she's trying to get into the Poncho Pilots way.
This is like a recipe, you know. Yeah, we can't tell you exactly, but there is, there's some meat in it, and there's also some veg, and there's a little bit of seasoning. But there's some
meat in the veg. That's the part of the secret recipe.
When we write songs, it generally begins with a little jingle, and then it elaborates drastically.
Yeah. We jam.
Hours and something, we get good.
Yeah, you just go over it, and then you get into it, and then let it flow, and then you start to discover what sounds really good and what works.
The universe starts to go through you. Sort of
thing. Well, that's it. Yeah. That's actually a more appropriate way of saying it, because, yes, we are the instruments.
But we are the instruments of the universe that plays through us. Yes. Now that sounds really like weird, but
the universe plays us playing instruments.
So how has your music evolved since you started playing together?
It has evolved quite a lot.
Improvise a lot. It must have evolved.
Yeah,
a bit.
We.
I'm very serious, actually.
Yeah, that's true. We're a very serious band,
and we like to make every song almost putrefying to the ear, so people never want to hear it again.
Yes,
to shock and alarm is the ultimate goal.
Well, if we move on to it, what genre would you consider yourself?
Moist punk.
Broadly rock? We tell people broadly.
Broccoli rock, yes.
Broccoli rock.
Yeah, broccoli rock. It's rock with a bit of celery.
I was going to say, it's like one of your, you know, it's like a super rock. It's good for you. It's one of your five a day.
Well, we don't really have a genre. So.
Noodly, yeah, psychedelic-y.
And also, we don't really understand what the word genre means, which is why we're talking about celery and soup.
We try to use more direct adjectives, is that right? Yeah. Like sometimes we're heavy.
Diverse.
Sometimes we're mellow and swoopy. Sometimes we're bouncy and poppy.
Like I say, we're the instruments. We are channeling whatever's there to be channeled. Yeah. And that's why it's such a diverse range of...
Would you like to share with me where your band name came from?
The interesting thing about the Ponchos is that we actually had the Ponchos before we made the band.
Yeah.
And
I had a poncho. Well,
exactly.
You guys copied me.
Dace got a poncho, yes. And the others obviously became immediately jealous.
Yeah.
And
it was cold as winter. It was comfy looking.
Yeah. We all got them.
Yeah.
And then things started happening as if there was some sort of magic woven into the fabric, and then we realised that we had a gift, and that we should. Basically, exploit the gift.
We didn't go for Poncho Pilots initially. We ummed and
Yeah, there was a lot of band names.
There was a lot of...
you can say it. Can we
give you Tropical Fuselage was one.
Doritos Chili Heatwave. Witch's Pistol.
The Goblin Dimension, which actually turned into one of our songs on our first album.
The Illegitimate Sons of the Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of my favourite.
They have a mouthful, that one.
Yeah.
Cerebral, it's clever. It's a thinky band, like us, thinky people.
The Space Between Numbers.
Okay, so what was your biggest challenge as a band? Deciding on a name by the sounds of it.
Well. It took us a while.
I would say the most challenging thing is, we've given up long ago being on time for anything.
That's true.
It's sort of part of... what we are.
Some people might call us lackadaisical and disorganized.
It's all part of the process. Young one,
well worth the wait.
Well worth the wait. That's what we say about our music.
You might need to leave it for a few hundred years for it to sound good.
So if you could choose any band or musician, dead or alive, to join you on stage, who would you pick?
Probably all have slightly different answers for that.
Yeah, go for it.
Jack Black.
Like Jimi Hendrix or someone... You know what I mean? Or just to like have a jam with us, maybe. Someone who can play something else. What do you reckon? Can you think of... What about Miles Davis or one of these old old jazz guys from the 30s or 40s? They could jam with us. They'd be like... but it's our jam. It's a jam. Come on.
Why not Vangelis?
Oh, yeah. You do like the old Vangelis?
Yes. But I think he'd easily... outshine all of us, especially me.
It would be like the old sage passing on the baton to the young apprentice.
I would say Lemmy or Frank Zappa.
So, where can people listen to you?
On the wind, blowing in the echoing in the silence at night.
Yes.
In the caves or the internet. I mean, that is.
Yeah, when you hold a seashell up to your ear.
Yeah, you do hear our latest single.
Yeah.
Instead of the sea.
Yeah. We paid a lot of money for those rights, by the way.
And if we want to contact you, where can we do that?
I don't know, Twitter, Facebook, our email address.
We're on Instagram. The usual passages.
The usual.
We resisted for a while, but, you know, eventually you have to succumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have search engines, right? We have a name. Put our name into the search engine. See what you find.
Yeah, that's true.
Or go to ponchopilots.com for all your Poncho Pilots needs.
Yeah, this pretty un-updated website there at the moment, so maybe...
don't actually do that. Thank you.
Maybe give it a few months or years.
Spotify.
And yes. Bandcamp. On the YouTube.
We do filmular videos and things, so check out our video YouTube channel.
That's right. Do it.
Very good. And we do weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs.
Divorce parties.
Okay, do you have any gigs coming up?
Yes. What we had to say. We're playing at the Green Man for 2 hours, which is going to be really fun, on the 12th of April.
Bingo.
Right? The Green Man's in Grandchester. So it's free entry. You can go in there. They've got really nice drinks.
Nice place.
Really nice place. And we're going to be playing there.
Playing.
I think that there may be more than at least three. Seizures or embolisms.
Because of us.
Because of our music, yes. And there is also a night on the 31st of May in the Blue Moon, which is going to be an evening with the Poncho Pilots.
Free entry.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be weird as well.
Weird and wild.
Very weird.
Very wild.
Okay. So that's been Poncho Pilots. Thank you for speaking with me
today.
Thank you.
Jam tarts.
Jam tarts.
Jam tarts.
Jam tarts.
Jam tarts.
And thank you to Poncho Pilots for that very entertaining interview. You're listening to coverage of the Cambridge Band Competition. We've heard from all four of our bands, so I think it's time to find out the results. It was a really close call this time. The judges were very close on all their marks for the bands, but I can confirm that the winners of Heat 4 going through to the final at the Cambridge Junction were the Mardlers, and nobody's cheer was louder than From the Styx's cheer in Heat 2, so they're still in contention unless somebody in Heat 5 can get a louder cheer. I think we'll treat ourselves to two songs as we've got time from the Mardlers. First off, this is Silver and Gold on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello there, I'm a stranger. God, he knows that I am strange. I didn't come here just to tell you. Surely that would be insane. If you hear some things about me, all the rumors, they are true. But I cannot give you anything you don't already know. Oh my God, that thing looks shiny. That's a very silver spoon. I gave mine up a while ago. Got sick of all the food. I could really use a bite, and I could really quench your thirst. I could show you mine, and I could show you yours. I could live on bread and butter, Frosty Jacks, go to Virginia. The streets are paved with silver, silver and gold. Don't give me hell, man, that I wanna. Don't believe these things could kill ya. If you need to ask the question, you already know. A 100 hours on a half a G of speed. Save the money at the pub you love to keep me for the week. Some people say this ain't no way to try and live your life, but I feel you're most alive when on the edge of your own knife. I used to look upon my name tag, said assistant of the floor. Responsible for nothing, please feel free to walk over. It meant the honor titles are titles on a man. While I'm not so sold on moral code, I read my name again. I can live on bread and butter, Krusty Jack's, Golden Virginia. The streets are paved with silver and gold. Don't give me hell, heaven I wanna. Don't believe these things could kill ya. If you need to ask the question, you already know. Stumble around the busy town for miles around, and all I found was eyes staring unkindly all the way. Yeah, they had suits and boots down to their roots, hatchback, flat cap, bearded brutes, lined up 9 by 5 each every day. And my senses swam, I ran for cover into some supermarket or other, found food, drink in a place that I could sleep. I awoke to find the manager with a wink and a grin. She ruffled my hair, said, "Kid, you do not get this for free." Well, she gave me a uniform, freshly ironed, straight on my back, straight on my smile. Gave me name and a tag, put me next to the frozen peas. And I knew it would happen, and when it did, I was approached by a single mum with a kid. She said, "Sir, any way you can help me?" I said, "Hello, my name is something. Hello, my name is something else. Hello, my name is Chocolate. Jesus Christ, just put me on your shelf. Hello, my name is anything you want to put your money on. Hello, my name is Paul George, Ringo, and John. I can live on bread and butter,
winners of Heat 4 of the Cambridge Band Competition, the Marvellous there with Silver and Gold. And we've got time for just one more from them. But first, I've got to say a big thank you to Maddie Soane for heading down to the Portland Arms to record the interviews with all the bands. Of course, all the bands involved, well done. And a big thank you to Greg Butler for recording the tracks live for us. We'll be back next week at the same time with coverage of the final heat. And we'll find out the final people to go through. There'll be one winner of that heat and then of course the winner of the loudest cheer competition. But for now, this is the Marvellous with Whiskey in the Dark.
The glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the men all drink together in the dark. And the children, they are lonely, and the wives wonder if only they could see their families playing in the park. Yeah, the glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the men all drink together in the dark. And the bartender believes that while he has them on their knees, that they don't have any real reasons to get up. The glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the men all drink together in the dark. And they hope they won't be facing all their problems if they're chasing all the things they couldn't catch right from the start. The glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the men all drink together, never talk. And we hope the kids are clever, and we hope that they will never grab an empty glass and join them in the dark. Glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the women talk together in the street. And we don't know why they bother, but they both lie to each other about what their men are doing every night. The glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the park gets pretty lonely in the day. And the kids, they all come out at night in little groups and they all fight, 'cause no one has anything that good to say. They say the glasses are half empty, 'cause my father, he would beat me, and my mother, she would look the other way. And I could have been a boxer, and I could have been a soldier, and I could have filled my glass up in the day. The wives, they are empty, 'cause the men are full of whiskey, but neither one is brave enough to walk. And we hope the kids are clever, and we hope that they will never grab an empty glass and join them in the dark. The glasses are half empty, but they are half full of whiskey, and the men all drink together in the dark. And the children, they are lonely, and the wives wonder if only they could see their families playing in the park. And the boys, they don't get younger, and the men, they don't get older, despite the fact they're both aging every day. And we don't know why they bother, but they both lie to each other, 'cause no one has anything that good to say. And the children of the men come back, hit their side.
the dark. Thank you very much. Good night.